Blog Talk Radio.
What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
Okay. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
Look, I was just trying to get...
I know what you were trying to do. Nobody does it better than me.
I'm sure you do it very well.
Yes, well, unfortunately, you'll never get the chance to find out. Yeah.
Breaking up is hard to move along, it's even harder. It's over, she got colder now, can't locate where her heart is. And I'm just being honest, since we not even talking, my mind won't let you go, should even consider stalking. Now, you know I be teasing, no, you know that my ego won't. Thought this was forever love, just that was just season, no. She got back, well, oh boy, she probably had a reason, no. Although thought that we was broke, guess that wasn't feasible. But we ain't gotta be beefing, no, I miss you at my recent show. I speak to CJ often and sometimes I just wanna speak you up. Yeah, hit you up, or call you up, or send a text. Your new man got my respect, so if I do call, it's just a check. Heard that you are I go, my nigga for life, though. It's funny how this life go. We love for a while, then the light goes. Took me a while just to write those. Pride I had to fight, so I'ma stop right there. And I know you don't care, but I hope you got that bite. Boom, hey.
All right, welcome to the Wednesday Night Wind Down with your hosts, Michelle Moore and Shakir. Are you here with me, Shakir?
Always here, baby.
And how are you this evening?
I can't complain at all. I'm a little irritated with you over the guerrilla warfare on my page, but we're going to handle that before the night is out.
What? What is this you speak? I don't know.
Don't act like you didn't even plan that. Quit playing.
You really are paranoid about this. I'm clueless.
You can be clueless all you want. Next thing you'll be telling me that wasn't you on the video.
Did you see me do that? I didn't post it. I might have made it.
You're going to swear me up and down, and that's not you on the video. Don't start.
I just thought, you know, we could give us a good, you know, run for the evening. Kind of let you know. Go ahead.
I can live with that. Let's go on and get to it.
I'm so glad to have you with me. Without interruptions this evening, because I think we have given our show up a little bit the past week, and so we're going to have one of those days where we just nest and we just love on our family, and we don't have to worry about ass out chaps or any of that this evening. It's going to be all love.
Let me kind of get
into what the topic is, and again, our special guest this evening will be our listeners. Through any of our social media avenues, you're welcome to do the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I understand we have. So, you know, any one of those media outlets that you want to say what you got to say or share, definitely know that our chat room is open and you're welcome to post and comment in there as well. But this evening we're talking about breaking up. Something that we've all experienced at some point in our lives. And we're going to share our stories and talk about our different perspectives because the way things look in a man's mind versus a woman's mind is not always the same. And then I want to talk a little bit about this thing they call healthy breakups. And I have some cool information. You know, I kind of did some research on that. I want to share that. And we can use it as a checklist. How many of us have ever had that healthy breakup. Well, we completed that checklist and moved on completely. And then afterwards, is it even possible to remain friends? Because sometimes we have those breakups that put us in those situations where we're forced to be in each other's lives for various reasons. Usually it's children. But how does that really pan out, you know? Is that possible to do that in a healthy way? And is that for the average couple that has a horrible breakup? Or are there stipulations that's around having a good breakup where you can remain friends? So I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Shakir because I'm sure he has something he wants to share.
Well, it wouldn't be a show if I didn't. I would. Anyway, I toss this around in my head most of the night, really most of the day. And in terms of actually dealing with the actual topic in hand, as far as the primary question, there is a such thing as healthy breakups. I mean, there's a such thing as what they call an amicable split. So, you know, it does happen. It can happen. That's not to suggest that, you know, all breakups are always bad and all that other good stuff and whatnot. I would submit that everyone has had at least one amicable split in their relationship life. Maybe that might, I won't say everybody, but it's going to be a majority split for all intents and purposes. The other half of the question is to just be friends afterwards. That's going to be more of a gray area, and I say no with that gray area in mind because you have to take certain caveats into consideration. Can both of the people who were involved in the relationship breakup, can they maintain an adult relationship or adult friendship with each other without there being any residual emotions or any residual sexual tension that might still be between them, you know, and that type of thing and whatnot. If they're able to do so, okay, cool, everybody's good, keep doing what you're doing. But the way that I've looked at it, it's really a matter of one person in the relationship might not, even if it was an amicable split, one person in the relationship might not have wanted that relationship to end. And therefore, mm-hmm. they might still have those residual feelings for the other person that initiated the breakup. Even if things turned out, you know, even if things were healthy and whatnot, it's just too much. Like, right, we're still human beings. We're still going to feel for one another. You know, you invested a lot of time in this person, and now everything is kind of okay. Well, we're splitting. We're going our separate ways. That type of thing. But we're still going to be in each other's peripheral radar, so to speak. So it's really a matter of whether they can be adult about it. If they can't be, that's where the problems are going to arise.
And I think that's true for anything. You know, that's true in a relationship. That's true in any kind of situation when you're talking about having formed some kind of a bond and it's over. Because even with a friendship, you know, best friends that kind of went different ways, is that adult behavior that allows it to go ahead and wither away without causing it to be frustration, undue, you know, extra. So I think that is true. It's just harder when it's affairs of the heart and the physical contact, you know, that adds another layer of a bond. So
absolutely.
I had a couple of things lingering in the inbox that, you know, what would you do kind of situations. And this first one is one that we talked about for a different reason, but we could look at it dealing with this as well. Because one of the things that I challenged us to discuss was that lingering breakup that we kind of broke up, but I'm going to come by and I'm going to stop through. Or it was, you know, 2 o'clock leaving the club and I knew where I could stop and you let me in. You know, that breakup, that unhealthy one. But a couple weeks ago, we were talking about something and this story was in my inbox. And so it kind of fits here. But it was a family situation. Two people were dating, had children, they broke up. She took the kids, moved on, and then he shows up, and she allows him to stay with her, to get on his feet, you know, find a job in a new location. And then she was trying to date as well outside of, you know, because they were done. They were finished. She had no emotions for him in that way. And then her problem was that in trying to date outside of their thing, no one took her seriously. So she wasn't getting those offers for serious relationships because she was still living with him, you know. Even though circumstances wasn't, we were mutually in this space together, it was, we're in this space together, you know, so.
Yeah, it's a story. Yeah, it was assumed as such.
So when we're looking at that and we're talking about being split up or breaking up, you know, what are those conditions that make you consider a breakup, you know, especially when you're saying that we can also still remain friends? Because friends allow people to stay with them while they get on their feet. So what's the difference there?
I mean, with this particular situation, I mean, kids are involved. It's going to be difficult to, you know, it sounds so convoluted for all intents and purposes. I mean, you know, they're splitting up. They have kids involved. Anytime you have kids, it changes the game. It's just impossible to really, you know, extricate yourself from that person completely, because you still share a bond through the children, and it gets to a point where, you know, if that person kind of falls on hard times, there's still going to be a spot there inside of you where you might want to help out, especially if things were broken up on a healthier kick as opposed to them being, you know, more contentious. So.
Mm-hmm.
For him to be involved, I mean, for him to, like you said, it was him that moved in with her, if I recall.
Right. Yeah, because she moved away.
Right. Yeah, that's tough, seriously speaking, because, you know, you're putting yourself back into a quote-unquote playing house situation, even though there are no emotions involved, and you're kind of trying to live more as roommates than you are as what you were before the breakup. But mm-hmm. what outside perceptions take upon the situation versus what's real, there's not going to be too many who are trying to date her that are going to take the situation for what it is. They're going to look at it from what they're seeing based on either their prior experiences or whatever the case may be at that point. I can see being a man looking at this situation, and I'm dating this woman, and she's kind of trying to explain everything to me, but then I see it for myself, and I see that there's still a bond between them, not with the kids withstanding, but I'm still seeing a bond between him and her. I'm going to be a little skittish. I'm going to be a little skittish about trying to pursue anything further until he moves out.
Right, because my thing is, you know, you got two different men there, you know, two different angles, and you can't tell me. I don't see a situation where the ex is not walking through the house like he owns it, you know, in front of this other guy, you know. So
whether it's intentional or not, exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, because this is where I sleep and, you know, eat and, you know, everything else, so. You know, I can just see the territorial part of that, like keeping men at a distance. And, you know, one of her things was that she didn't feel like she would ever have a serious relationship because men weren't readily saying, oh, it doesn't matter, cool, I don't mind, I want to marry you, you know, because of the way the situation was, you know.
That's not going to happen. We're too territorial.
Right. And I just, you know, I'm kind of wondering, like, how does, at what point, you know, is a breakup final when you do that? you know, what makes the breakup part of that fun? What makes, you know, that point where you guys have a drink or two and everybody's happy and y'all don't end up in the same bed, you know?
Okay, so
I'm going to go ahead and pull Imogen because I think she wants to share.
Hey, Imogen.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How you doing, Amash?
I'm good. How you doing, Shakur?
I'm doing all right.
Wonderful. What's so funny is that situation. I've lived that situation from the other side.
Yeah.
Where I lived here. He moved away to Atlanta. And he had a baby mama. Well, the baby mama fell on hard times. And she lost her house that was here. So him thinking, okay, we had this kid together. Come on down here, move with me, and until you get on your feet. And I was like, really? Is this really what you want to do? And so in my mind, I'm like, no, I'm not really feeling that at all because I know her. And so when everything started to transpire, there was lies being told, and when I would see them together, it would look kind of funny because, like I said, I live in North Carolina. He lived in Georgia at the time, and that's a five-hour drive. That's not like you can go around the corner and catch something. It's like when I'm there, I'm watching. I'm paying attention to whatever you're doing. And long story short, he ends up marrying her and thought I would never find out about it. Are you serious?
Wow.
Are you serious? Just because you all have this, he's like, I just want to try to do the right thing, Jamie. Yeah, okay. She was paranoid, schizophrenic, and bipolar. Good luck with that.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, do I continue to be your friend? How do you deal with it? So I was like, okay, I'm going to be the bigger person. Congratulations. Good luck. And shortly after that, he's like, I filed for divorce. It's like a year into it, he's filing for divorce. Why? Well, she slashed my tires and cut up all my stuff. Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that, you know. And
good.
You chose it. You can't even say, oh, I'm so sorry. My thoughts were like, you're stupid. You're getting dumb for doing it. So if someone's going to break up somebody, break up, move on. Yes, if kids are involved, you can help them get on their feet, but they ain't got to come stay with you. Send the kid on.
Yeah.
You know, send the kid on, take care of the kid. You got to go stay with your mama, your cousin, your sister, whoever, and just know that our child is taken care of. All that you got to move to, oh, no. And it will never happen again because that was a lesson learned for me. Mm. I was like, oh, no. Really?
Goodness,
that was
right.
And so how long did you guys, like, try to date?
While
that was going on.
We were friends prior to the whole dating thing. And we had been friends for about 5 years before we actually really started dating. So when we started dating, he let me know that she was pregnant. And I was like, oh, okay. And so she knew who I was, and I knew who she was, because she would even call me and say, I need something for the baby after she had him. And I was like, oh, okay, I got you. It's not a problem. Because if I'm going to be with him, I guess I'm going to have to be with you too at some point. So
right.
I would help her, and we dated for about 2 years before she fell on hard times. And we were, I was like, that was some time wasted, because if you felt like that's what you're going to do and you want to do what's right by your son, I understand. Please, by all means, if that's what you want to do, do it. But don't try to sugarcoat things for me and tell me lies, because that's the one way for me to lose respect for you.
Wow. Yeah. You were a bigger person for a while.
Yeah, I am a nice person. The only thing that you can, that will rear its ugly head of not me being so nice, is if you tell me a lie. Tell me a lie. And they couldn't, you couldn't tell me they weren't sleeping together, because I'm not dumb. Because when certain things, I just look at them like, and y'all trying to tell me y'all not sleeping together? Oh, no. I sleep in the other room with my son. Look
oh,
at my face and try to tell me that. Don't tell me that.
She played that, into that shit. She played into
that. Right.
I was like, oh, really?
She was trying to sell it. And so, I mean, because what was she, my thing is, what was she to gain by playing into the whole we're not sleeping together thing? Like,
right. We're not sleeping together.
She just come on out and be like, yeah, baby, don't come down here anymore. You know, we're doing more than just babysitting.
We playing house for real. We got mama, right, daddy, child. And then it was one point, it was so funny at one point, after I had gone on about my business, I received a phone call from her, and she said, I'm leaving him. And I said, and you called to tell me that because what? And she was like, I just think you should have known. I said, well, honey, I ain't been here.
I
want to
give it back. That's what she was saying. Can I give it back to you? I'm done.
Right. Honey, I'm no longer your baby mama, because I was doing like this because I was, you know, that was her baby daddy and I was the baby mama. And so it's like, okay, I'm no longer your baby mama. You can do them. What you want me to do with them?
Wow.
And it's so funny. Recently he just added me on Facebook. It's so funny.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Okay,
what's
the point of doing that?
You just violated one of my healthy breakup rules. I just want you to know.
Okay, but no, because I want to, you know, I'm like, okay,
yep.
I want you to see
yep.
what I'm
uh-huh.
doing
yep.
in my life.
Right.
I want
yeah.
you to see.
And
I guess we'll get into that in a minute.
You're right. We'll talk about those things in a minute. But I'm just saying, that was just like a red flag.
Right. I know.
Okay, so... So since we put Imaja's business out there, I think it's only fair that, you know, we share some of our, you know, breakup stories. Your turn, Shakir.
Oh, you got jokes. Ladies first. Ladies first. I'm good with that.
No. I'm being nice. I would never want to keep you from sharing such things, you know. Go ahead. I can wait.
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. Ladies first.
But you
I mean, I got one,
see?
But I got one. That's
see?
No problem. But
I ain't never scared. Okay, I ain't never scared. Uh-huh.
I prove my, I'm not never scared.
I know, because you're a woman. We good.
Damn.
That's all right. I'll go, because I can tell he's afraid. It's all right.
It has nothing to do with it, darling.
The only story that I want to share is the whole lingering breakup thing. Okay, because mine has so many different layers to it. But the one that I want to share is about those unhealthy relationships. And this relationship was unhealthy in many different ways, because, like I told you guys a long time ago, I have father issues. So when I realized, and I came to that realization, that this is an unhealthy relationship and I need to let that go and move on and do better, I couldn't just break up with this guy because he had become very possessive. And, I mean, to the point where I was kind of fearful, you know. I felt like, well, he did. He followed me. Crazy stuff. And we were way too young for that kind of relationship. And I was way too young to even try to tie myself to that. So I had to break up with him, like, in stages. And I had to plan it out so that he wouldn't try to hurt me. You know, that was one of the first things. I was like, you know, self-preservation. But it was also one of those things where in order for him to get the message, it had to de-escalate, then become nothing. If I had just said, oh, you know, we broke up, it wouldn't have mattered. He would have been in my house every day. So I had to de-escalate it and not be available and not want to do things that we used to do and then not take his calls. You know, it took me probably 3 months to really get to a point where I was like, okay, I had to say the keywords. We're going to take a break. And, you know, we're going to take a break and maybe, you know, we'll be able to revisit this again. But right now, we need some time apart. And in that time period, you know, and again, we were younger and, you know, coming into our own independence and doing it for ourselves as well. And then one morning I get a call from his mom, you know, and I'm like, your mother? Really? His mom calls me. She's like, well, maybe, you know, you guys shouldn't break up. And I'm like, really, lady? But you know he's crazy. Because you asked me what was going on when he came to your place acting a fool, you know, being destructive and saying that, well, she wants to break up with me. And, you know, so why do you think I want that? There's no blood connections there. I don't have to. So for me, it was a process in breaking up with this guy so that I could remain alive and he could see that he could live without me. So that's my story.
Here's
your turn.
Listen at you. All right. the one that I had was really kind of one of those. It's pretty much gonna crack you up to begin with. The relationship that I had with a particular woman was it actually started out as a long distance relationship. She actually lived in Houston. I lived here in Atlanta. We ended up seeing each other over the course of a 2 year relationship. We probably saw each other, God, I say once every 4 to 6 weeks, give or take. And during that time, it was always one of those, okay, you know, we know what this is. You know, there's no sitting here trying to say, okay, during the time that we're not seeing each other, that, you know, somebody's not getting a little side action here and there and that type of thing. After a while, she started to get to the point where she didn't want to see anybody other than me, and then was just really looking forward to me being able to come out there or fly her home here or whatever the case may be at that point.
First mistake.
Probably.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Say again.
That was her first mistake.
Oh, that was the first mistake. Listen at you. Anywho, we got in, I think maybe about a year and a half into it. She starts talking about this other dude that's in that starts to kick in and whatnot. And at first I'm like, okay, no real big deal. I know exactly what this is, and you know, if that's what you're feeling, you know, that dude's still in Houston with you at that point. So okay, go ahead, do you. That was already
so it was
the mistake
okay.
that I made.
It was okay. To you, it was okay for her to leave that one out.
Yeah, to me, it was okay.
Okay.
To her, it turned into a red flag because, come to find out, she was calling herself trying to test me a little bit, trying to figure out what my reaction would be. And the next thing I know, she starts coming up with all these bullshit excuses about why she can't come visit or why I can't come visit her and all that other good stuff and whatnot. And by then, I start, you know, doing my thing here in Atlanta, start dating different females and all that other good stuff and whatever. And it all came to a head when I took one of those women with me to Houston to visit.
What? Okay. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry I interrupted. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, mind you, she asked me to bring the woman with me because it was supposed to be one of those what's the word I'm looking for? I guess you could call it was one of those Minaj situations.
call a horse.
I never said I wasn't entertaining. I promise you that. But either way, we went down to Houston, and that whole situation blew up quite literally in my face. She asked for her to come. The minute she saw the two of us together, it pretty much solidified everything for her at that point. And it wasn't like we were really dating at the time. It was just really one of those things where it was like, okay, we were doing our own thing, kicking it in the whole night as well. So by the time she saw us, she started freezing up quite literally. I think turned into an ice queen on me before it was all said and done. And then at that point, it was really along the lines of, okay, well, this is what you asked for. I warned you before you decided you want to start bringing, you know, this other person involved and that type of thing. So don't get mad at me.
So was she trying to keep you by engaging in the threesome? I mean,
You pretty much hit the nail on the head on that one. The original idea was one of us was going to move to the other's hometown, and before I picked up one job, I actually picked up a job here that was a little bit more lucrative than the one that was going to be in Houston. So, but at that time, I the only job offer that was kicking in were the ones in Houston at the time. So it was like, okay, fine. I'll shoot out there for a little while and see if this works. If it does, cool. If not, I can always come back home. No real big worry. So I think she took that to heart, thinking that, okay, well, once I get to H-Town, everything will be all right. But when that didn't fall through and I was picking up more money here and picking up more opportunities here at home in Atlanta, it was like, okay, well, you could come here. She didn't want to come to Houston. She didn't want to leave Houston. So that was already a problem on top of that. So this was supposed to be her last ditch effort for me, not only to, you know, embrace Houston and whatnot.
And show how
open minded she could possibly be, and you know how
and
what the possibility could be going forward.
It's nothing anywhere else for you in Houston. You get all of this.
Yeah.
So tell me this, though. When she saw you get off of the plane or get there with girl number two,
mm-hmm.
and, well, y'all canoodled up or whatever, that she couldn't handle that? Like, because, I mean, that was the anticipation. She thought it was coming anyway. Y'all had already discussed it. It was already planned.
Hey,
y'all too close?
You can chat. I mean, that was the thing. They chatted. They actually chatted amongst themselves as well. They had a vibe between each other and all that other good stuff and whatnot. And
oh, they had spoken.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, this was not one of those, I'm just bringing a random chick with me. No.
Oh. Wow.
So yeah, but the minute, like I said, I don't know what she thought she saw. But she saw what she saw, and as a woman, I can never understand how a woman's mind clicks like that. But something clicks, and
okay, in that situation, okay, boom, you show up, you and girl number two show up, she checks it out, she's like, yeah, I don't think I can do this right here. So what happens next? Does she say, both y'all take y'all on back home? I mean, when those ties are severed, how do they get severed? Did she want a cat fight? I mean, how did it end? Like, how do you handle that?
Well, that was the weirdest thing to me. She cut me off cold turkey.
While y'all were still there?
Cut me off cold turkey. I mean, she left the hotel in the middle of the night.
Was this before or after y'all threesomed?
This was after.
So she did all of that, and then left. Why are you leaving for that?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah. So that was pretty much that at that point. So she literally didn't answer my phone calls while we were still in Houston. She didn't answer any emails. Her mom ran interference the whole nine yards. So all we ended up doing was finishing up the trip that we had, came back to Atlanta, and that was that. To this day, I don't know what the hell happened to her.
Wow.
Well, you got a threesome out of it. I mean, you didn't lose.
Yeah, I got a threesome. Well, I actually got more than a threesome out of the deal.
I'm done. I got it. It's already in there. I got it. It clicked.
Okay. Long as it clicked.
I can see the competition was grueling and may the best woman win. I got it. All right.
Well.
What an interesting How I Met Your Mother story. Anyway. Woof. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Well, somebody in the chat room. Somebody in the chat room saying I won. Okay, that's a beautiful story. That's so romantic. Let's see. You're right. You guys, so you need to set me up. You know my mind, and it's like I'm going to tell my mouth to shut up. I'm having to tell my mouth, nope, don't say that. I wasn't ready.
You're not
okay.
The only one that can pop a few surprises out of their head. Trust me on this.
Okay, so moving along, because that story leads to many more, so we're going to cut that one off, boom. All right, so guess who, I'm not going to even say nothing, I'm just going to go ahead and bring the call in. I'm not going to even say nothing, because I think I jinx it when I say something. Whew. I'm just going to bring the call in. Hello, how are you this evening?
What's going on, beautiful?
Look it! Do y'all know who that is? I know that voice. Do y'all know who that is? I don't even know who that is. You haven't heard his voice in so long. That's Ron.
Is that Ron?
Yeah, it's taking a minute.
What's going on, everybody?
Hi, how are you?
Life is good. Life is real good.
You feeling better, bro?
How you feeling, bro? Everything is good on this ride.
All right, good deal.
Yes, sir. I'm listening to this conversation, and I see Ashimura try to segue to something new, and I'm glad you brought me in, but I'd rather hear Shakira talk about some more of these stories.
Ron.
Or am I just being selfish?
Yes.
Nah, it's... Dude,
Shakir.
Yeah, babe.
No.
Oh.
I ain't said nothing. I'm great. I figured that one enough should have been enough for radio by itself.
That's plenty. Plenty. That's a lot of stories. But, see,
that's a good
since
story.
Ron's on this line, since Ron's on this line, he has to share. Come on,
Lauren.
What's your breakup story?
All right. Not a problem. Favorite. I don't think favorite is the right word. The one that sticks out the most, though, is there was a young lady I was dealing with, and we were somewhat close, and like one of the few that had met my parents and things of that nature from my mother, and we broke up over a Jay-Z CD. And I swear for God, I can't hear that CD to this day.
Did you say a Jay-Z CD?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, we could have bought another one.
Wait, it was playing in the background. And
oh my God.
It was an amicable breakup, and it actually was one of those staggering breakups. But to this day, when I hear that CD, I'm saying to myself, you know what? He got issues. It just touches me.
Wow.
I absolutely hate this story, Ryan. You didn't tell us nothing. You told us what y'all about. You told us the score to him. He gave us the score to his breakup. He didn't tell us what happened.
Oh, mercy.
Can you give us some details, man?
Well, I mean, none of the details necessarily are something all right, give me a second. Let me think about this.
He called us the theme music, and he said he did something.
Oh, goodness.
I would like to know which Jay-Z CD it was.
I'm a little curious myself, man. I'm like, was it the Black Album somewhere in there?
Are y'all seriously entertaining this?
Do not give him an
escape,
though.
No, talk about music.
No.
It's Time, Volume 1. And it was a great album. But I mean...
Right?
All right. This is what it really is. How emotions are tied into things that, you know, not necessarily you would think are emotional. But you hear a song, and you don't necessarily think every time I hear the song, I'm going to still go back to this day. But the fact that it touches me tells about the impact that we had. So, I mean, yeah, it may be a little corny, but, I mean, that's what I got, baby. That's all I got.
Really?
Nah, not really.
Ryan, why did y'all break up? Well, why did y'all break up? What happened?
Well, I mean, I'm from New York. She's in the Bronx. I'm in Brooklyn at the time. We were young. It was, a distance issue. I mean, it was what it was. And we were young, we were dumb. So, I mean, things happen. But if you want the 100%, the hottest one is the most current one. And that's because, one, kids are involved. And that's because, one, you get that feeling of, what's the word I'm looking for? Responsibility over something. So the current one that I'm currently going through is the most drastic one that I'm actually not navigating through as good as I probably should.
You know what?
It's
taking me so much damn work to get you to answer this question.
I'm
contemplating breaking up with you right now, and we're not going out. But, you know, I can't do this. This relationship between us is getting to become more stressful than it is pleasurable. And I don't know, Ryan. It might be me. It could be me, but I can't continue functioning like this.
We need therapy. Let's have a glass of wine and talk about it.
I'm so done with you. I'm so done. Hey, Shakira.
Yeah, man.
You stand to pee. Maybe you can speak his language, but we're trying to get in his business. He's not telling us why he broke up. We all had the same story.
I'm like, it's really not one. It's really nothing I could do at this point to even try to help him out of this one. I'm like, he's not going to give it up.
Everything has a season. Some seasons just run their course. It wasn't one particular reason.
Things just grow apart from time to time. I think I just need to let him have it. You know what I'm saying? Some things not worth it. You know, you just need to let him have it and just be done.
Let me have it. I'm gonna take it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Joker was too ready for that. Okay. I'm done. You win this time. And I'm only taking it easy on you because, you know, I have to play my spectrum because, you know, when you're rolling the dice, it's all about chance. And I've already been to one extreme with Shakira. So I need to go back on up. and just be light over here. So I'm going to be light over here. But I ain't going to forget. I don't forget. I forgive, but I don't forget. Okay. So we shared a little bit about our breakup experiences. And, you know, it is what it is. Ron doesn't say anything. And
even
everybody else feels their good.
Even RJ's giving
awful.
Ron a time. even RJ's giving Ron a hard time about this. Lord help
yeah,
me.
Let's see. Even RJ is jumping here. You know, but you know what? RJ, yeah, I owe you too, homie. It's not over. We got some turf wars going on. Because RJ did a little something today. His little sound cloud abilities. And so I'm not done with RJ. I'm not laughing at what he does. I'm not laughing at him today. I ain't laughing at you, RJ. All right, so I did some research because I know I deal with Shakir, and so, you know, he has to research and be all smart about everything. So I can't get caught with my pants down. So I did some research, too. So I wanted to talk about that healthy breakup. What the hell is that? Is there such a thing? And you'd be amazed at the amount of information, as well as information about healthy breakups. But in my mind, I already had some ideas about healthy breakups playing around in there. Because one day I'm going to be a big girl, and I'm going to write a book, and it's going to be a self-help book. I'm not ready for that yet because I got to help myself first. So anyway, in looking at some of the things that were on this one particular site, I agreed with some of them. So I said, that's the one I'm going to share. So what they did was they had 7 tips for a healthy breakup. And so I was listening to the stories, the ones that told stories, not like Ron, but people that actually said something. And I was kind of in my mind checking off, yep, yep, or nope. And, of course, Maj sent off a red flag for me at one point. But Mr. Smarty picked up on that one, too. So he probably looked at my notes. He probably talked about
nope.
The paper.
Nah.
But let's just get some feedback what you guys think about these tips. All right. The first thing that they said was remove all reminders. When you break up with someone, remove all reminders immediately. That means don't have his favorite shirt on every night going to bed crying because you can smell him. Well, hell yeah, you can smell him because you're in his clothes. So, you know, those kind of things, though. They said remove all reminders immediately. Kind of once you decide it's over, start boxing that stuff up and getting rid of it. And I agree with that method. Just sometimes we feel most damage when we subject ourselves to staying in the past. And that's one way to stay in the past. Would you agree?
Yeah, I can agree with that, definitely. I guess it's always one of those. I mean, it's like, I think, which one was it? Was it Neo that came out with that song? Yeah, that's the one. Well, basically, he was like, you know, he had to literally erase different things out of his phone that reminded him of her. He had to, you know, he had to erase anniversary dates out of his head as much as he possibly could, you know, that type of thing and all that other good stuff. And, you know, he just got to the point where he had no choice but to erase as much of her out of his system as possible, at least until, you know, it got to a point where he could at least stomach the sight of seeing her at that point. It's always that way. You don't want to be reminded of any kind of songs, any kind of movies that y'all met, that y'all went to go see. You know, I remember different mental blocks in my own head from when I was, you know, younger and was going through different breakups and whatnot. And there would be songs on the radio that I would just immediately turn the station because I don't want to hear it, because it's the first thing that's going to trigger is, you know, that time spent with that person. So, excuse me. You know, that's that one part of it. So I get that side of it all day long. That's probably okay. the most important out of the steps, if anything.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, the second one. This is the no-no that somebody didn't do. Eliminate contact. No stalking. No Facebook.
Can I defend myself?
I don't think you're gonna be able to do that, Amaz. I'm sorry.
I can because he added me to Facebook. I didn't go looking for him. He added me.
There's a delete button too.
Yeah, that's an ignore this request and keep it moving. Keep it pushing.
I know how to
Okay, but you ain't say
people.
That though.
I know how to be cordial with people and say, hey, how are you doing?
I know how to be watched and to watch. Go ahead and say it. Say it. Own it.
Oh, you know what? It's like this. I see what you have now. Watch me work. Because what you have now looks like it's on methamphetamine. So, watch me work.
And see, that's wrong. That's so wrong. Because you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. You want to rub it in his nose. You want to see what he got. Man, that's so wrong. Let that go because that keeps you connected. There is a tie still remaining. And as long as there's a tie still remaining, you're not moving forward without pulling. You're becoming that bag lady. You don't have to back. Dragging all the bags like that. I'm not going to do you to death, but I'm just saying. Think about it.
That's fine.
I wouldn't be mad if you hit me on Facebook and say, girl, guess who I unfriended today? That would be awesome. I'm just saying. That's all.
Okay, but you know what? So my poem, I think, no, what it was, I think, it was the one, I'm glad that you let me go for, you know, whatever reasons. I want you to see the weight loss. I want you to see that I am successful in what I'm doing because you're not nothing. So just look at it.
It's for a reason.
I can be cordial. I can be real cordial. Hey, that baby is so cute. She is.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch me.
Okay, but you know, when they watch you when you're up, they watch you when you're down. Now be careful. Because we don't have good days every day. Everything I want is not perfect every day. So you're given that inlet for more drama in some one of those weak moments. Just cut that off. Just cut that off and let that go. Because when it's over. It shouldn't be over, but kind of a little bit.
Okay. I understand.
I mean, just contemplate it. Contemplate it for me. Just tell me you're thinking about it. Just tell me you're thinking about it.
I receive that information.
Thank you. I love it when you tell me that to shut me up. It works. Okay. The next one.
That's how you do it.
No, Ryan, you have to talk first. And it's not the same for you, Ryan, because you haven't said anything. And you know what? I'm tripping because, I'm refusing right now to read some of this Twitter love Ron's getting because he's getting all kind of love on Twitter. And I don't care, Ron. They like you. I don't care.
Listen, you have to listen to the people. Yeah, listen
to the people.
That's funny.
Woo, number three. It says, cry when you want to. And I agree with that one on the level that feel be in your emotions at first. You know, you got to feel. Go ahead and feel them. Be mad, be sad, be angry, whatever those emotions, go ahead and feel them because that's real. But then you got to pull up your big girl panties and go ahead and move on. But never with the regrets or never with that block because you don't want to block it off because it's going to come out. You want to go ahead and express those things, feel those things, acknowledge them, and then say, okay, I'm done with that. Because once you allow yourself to cry a little bit here or there, then you'll realize that you don't have to cry anymore. But you got to, I mean, it's got to hurt at first. You don't feel it at first. There's nothing wrong with that.
There we go.
You know you cried.
Don't,
ladies, don't believe that.
Dudes
cry.
They do.
And they cry in the car. They cry in the dark. They cry.
Y'all cry. Oh, don't
what exactly?
Whatever. And for Ron, we don't
I
know.
Like, the only time I can remember doing that was probably the first time I fell for someone. After that, it was over with.
I love it. I love when people say, I ain't never done that except for this one time. This is what I just said.
No, the first time, yes, that's about
that one
it.
Time.
I don't remember. No.
That's still crying. Even if it was one time.
I don't know. Over here in this world. Thank you, Ron. Now I like you right now. Well, I don't know. We can put a timer on this, but I like you right now. On to tip four. And this is a mind trick. And it's a mind trick only because it's necessary for survival. To decide that it was the correct decision. Decide that it was the best thing to do. Sometimes you got to tell your mind that it was necessary. I had to do it. I needed to not be in that relationship anymore, and it's okay that it's over. Now, if you're the dumb C, it's harder to make yourself feel like, yeah, he should have broke up with me, or yeah, she should have broke up with me. But you got to find that in there because you need to be able to let it go. And when you can say to yourself, I didn't say anything. Now you know I was clearing my throat. It got a little something in it. But when you can say to yourself that this was perfect, the greatest timing, it's what I needed to... I must go on and do whatever X, Y, and Z is, and my life is better for it. And at some point, you will look back and realize, hey, maybe that is true. But you got to get yourself through that dark moment, and that's the only way is that you promise yourself there's some light there, so I can make it through here. That's important. Moving on, because I got three more, and I got to hurry up because I got to read some of these Twitter comments. The next one, number five, bring your friends and your family closer to you for the whole purpose of giving you something else to do, change your environment, change just scenery, just personality, energy, and go ahead and embrace those friends and family who love you unconditionally. You know, unless you have family like me, it's like if you have some money, they love you. But whatever. Spend some time with a distraction that is okay to be with. You know, nothing damaging. We don't want you to go, you know, get on drugs because you need something to distract you. Not like that. But, you know, family and friends are good distractions. So I agree with that because it's the whole point is a distraction, a healthy distraction. Which leads to number six, say yes more often to getting out of the house, taking up a new hobby, going on a date. Just get out and go ahead and open up to different things. Maybe this is an opportunity for you to experience some hobby that you've been thinking about doing. Now you have time to do it. Go ahead and chance it and experience some things that give you yet another distraction. And number seven, the last one, work on yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And I look at that one as not work on yourself, but investing in yourself. And I think anytime when you have that opportunity, because in a relationship, you're split. You're spending time with that person. Most of the things you do are, you know, based on that person as well. When you're by yourself, you have that opportunity to invest well in yourself and to experience things that are going to put you in a better place at some point. So even if it is working on that, writing that book, working on getting that degree, whatever it is that you can invest in yourself where your time is not having to be planned out, split up, or encompass someone else's plans, but you can be a little bit more self-centered and come out with something positive in the end. So those are the 7 tips. And I could agree with those tips. They weren't asking too much because they are all trying to get through the lesson there. You know, take the lesson and come out better. You know, how do I get to the other side of what pain is? And the other side of pain is healing. So I have to go ahead and read Twitter because Twitter was giving me a blow-by-blow, and I want to go ahead and read some comments. Somebody was defending Ron because they said that Ron actually did tell us about his breakup situation because he can't listen to that CD without being hurt or angry, so it was not amicable. Yeah, Ron didn't tell us nothing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then this one says Ron is trying to live vicariously through Shakir. Yeah, see, now there's somebody now. No, Ron, tell us your own story. Yeah, see, somebody had that moment with me. Thank you. High five.
Here we go. Oh, that person you like. Okay.
Yeah, I like them. They're cool. This person was trying to digest Imaja's story about the dude getting married. Had a Lord have mercy comment on that one. Yeah, they got married. They didn't last long, but they did it.
Yeah, they got married. And
they got married.
Now they're divorced and just
paying. And now she's accepting friends from past. Oh, just not saying that. Sorry. I ran your story together.
and that's fine.
I love you, too. This one is about the tips.
Yeah, boy.
Tip number one was remove all reminders. They said burn all reminders. Burn them. Burn that stuff. Waiting until it's hell type of burning. Tip number two, eliminate contact. And they said not going to happen. See, that's what we hurt ourselves, guys. That's what we keep ourselves in bondage right there. Somebody said cry until you laugh. Then run down the real list of why he was not good enough. Cry away the pain. And tip number four was decide it was the right decision. And they said that is actually a good tip. Come on out of the illusion bubble. Tip number five, friends and family, depends on if you are in the mood for the I told you so. Because at least one of those people will tell you I told you so. And then they totally agreed with tip number seven. They said, damn right. So I think Jaff was on there. Mm-hmm. Jaff was on Twitter. No, I'm kidding, y'all. I know that was in poor taste. I'm sorry. So they agreed with several of those. but, Imaj?
Yes.
Everybody wants you to delete your friend.
Who else said it?
I'm just saying. Twitter said. These are
the names. I'm looking at the Twitter, and it does not say that.
Oh, you're looking at the wrong one. I'm just saying. You're looking at the wrong one. Just believe me. Decide where I am. It says, and tell Imaj to delete that dude. He's a loser. That's what it says.
He is a loser. I mean, we can definitely say that he's bad. I mean,
I'm just
that's absolutely fine. You know, but I've had some other breakups that were very extreme, other than just that one. So, you know.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have to have the Imaj hour. And on the Imaj hour, we're going to go through all of the breakups she's ever had and analyze them to death.
Well, I mean, one of them was my daughter's father. I mean, but we still have to stay connected. connected and
right
that. So my mom is always asking, why don't you say much to him? Like, if we're in the same room, we may not talk. I'll say, hey, how you doing? But that's about the extent of the conversation. Because there's so much behind it that, yes, I forgive him, but I don't like looking at you too often.
Well, I'm going to talk to him because I think if you got
Facebook account.
Oh, see,
no.
That's all you need to do is chat with you on Facebook if he wants to talk to you.
No.
What?
I bet you could not even pick him out on my Facebook page. You wouldn't even
know
who
And you're probably
We didn't even necessarily have to start doing any undercover work or whatever the case may be, but I mean, I'm sure it's easily that.
He's on both of my Facebook pages.
We just want you to not do that. That's what we want. I mean, it's a family effort here. We want you to just kind of just go through and click delete on anybody that you ever dated.
No,
like,
because
get rid of that.
I mean, I did get rid of one. I will say that because just like you had that relationship that you just did not need to be in, and he was everything that I wanted him to be, like, he was my complete opposite, but he understood my ambition. He understood what I wanted. But then when it came down to him being supportive, it was like, okay, but you got to support mine first before I support yours. And we used to fight back and forth all of the time. And it was just to a point where it's like, okay, I can't even deal with you anymore. And I actually did delete him. So that I can say. He is no longer a part of my Facebook anything. And one night I had to remember that he was on my Skype, and I was on Skype one night, and he popped in. I said, ooh, I got to get rid of you. Because seeing his face makes my blood boil.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, and I'm one of those people, if I know you live in a certain city, I try not to go to your city. Because with my luck, I'm going to run into you. So I don't go to D.C. often. I don't go to Atlanta often. And I don't go to Raleigh often. So
All right. Well, sad. I mean, Imaj.
Yes.
We're going to pray for your Facebook, okay? Your Facebook. We're going to pray over it.
I need them as fans right now. I need to get my numbers up.
But, yeah, you can get, okay, I'm not going to even try to, anybody else want to talk to Imaj? You know what? Let's just go ahead and let Ron do his wind-up, because I think him talking about President Obama is better than me trying to get to it.
Wow. Okay.
Don't do me like that.
Wow.
I can't do it.
Low blow. Woo wee.
She got a Lisa. I love you though. That's why I want you to delete all the stuff.
Love does not hurt your feelings.
Yeah, it does. Cause love is real and it's honest and it says stuff like get them loser off your page. That's what love does. Love tells you that you are holding on to a past that won't let you go healthy into your future. That's what love tells you. But
no, what it has done is allowed me not to be bitter, because every time that I had a breakup, I was like, okay, I sat down and I talked to God. I was like, God, listen, I don't want to be bitter behind these people. I don't want to stop loving, because I still believe at some point I'm going to be in a full-fledged relationship and be married one day. So I just asked not to be bitter. And did I cry over them? Once or twice. But after that, I was fine. And I just watched me work. That's how I just have to look at it.
I'm not sure what I should say right now because I don't like your Facebook list. And I don't think God likes the fact that
because what are you, so what are you going to do? You want them to be there when you find this man that you're going to marry? You want them to be on your Facebook list when you say I'm getting married? I mean, if that's what you want, I get it then. But is it that you're going to get married and all of a sudden you're going to start deleting them because now you
no.
have worth and value that you don't need them? Or, I mean, because get rid of them. Get rid of them.
But how are they supposed to know that one of my books was dedicated to them? Thank you for walking out of my life.
They can find out when they pick it up and buy it, and it says dedicated to you, MF. They can see it right there.
I will think about it. I promise.
I'm done. Okay, wind up, Ron. Let's go.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so anyway, first thing, let me just say something about gentlemen out here. We really need to take care of ourselves health-wise. We try to act like we're Superman and we can, don't worry about it. I can deal with this and this is okay because it's the manly thing to do to suck it up. But what we really need to do, and women too, but men, we need to go out there. We need to take advantage of some of the things that we have and check up on yourself and make sure that you're physically fit in the way that you should be. All right. Now, I got that out the way. There's some things that, you know, I seen some things the other day. Like, I was watching the BET Awards, and I was like, well, let me get something straight. Have we forgotten that R. Kelly is a pedophile?
Oh.
don't even get me started. I had too many arguing me down about R. Kelly the other night. I don't even want to talk about that right now.
I mean,
for real, we look at this man, and he's getting all kind of love, and he got this special, and he's going on with his career, and I mean, I guess we forget that he's urinating on little girls, and we forget he married Aaliyah. I mean, what's going on? And he gets love. We have to be more, what's the word I'm looking for, morally conscious to be giving people like that love. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I'm with you on that one, Ron. I can't be over there getting happy about the pisser on the kids. I can't.
Right. You can't, especially when you're at the point where you can have any woman you want and piss on her.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he was a UPS. You are Kelly. Come on, man.
Right.
I mean, that is what that is. I was just like, let me get some things straight. And then, like, see, I'm in New York. And we have a mayor called Michael Bloomberg. And more like an emperor called Michael Bloomberg.
I was about to say that dude.
Yeah. He's a little to the left. And the other day, they have a policy, the stop and frisk policy, with the NYPD. And what they do is, you know, they'll stop somebody for whatever reason. I mean, they've been doing it for years, but now they've actually made it a policy. So he gets on his radio show the other day, and he says, you know, sometimes we stop too many whites. Hold on. Wait a second. What did you just say, mister? Right, exactly. Did I really just hear you right? You said we stop too many whites? Like, come on, man. How could you fix your mouth to say that? Yeah, it was crazy. So, but I mean, there's certain things I hear. I'm like, did I hear that right? And I'm like, so Johnny Depp is an Indian. Let me get this straight. 21 Jump Street, Johnny Depp is an Indian. Okay.
He might have a little bit in him. You don't know his heritage.
No, all right. The man said, my grandmother has some Indian in her.
Okay.
Now let's use common sense. If your grandmother was half Indian, you wouldn't have said my grandmother has some Indian. So
no,
she doesn't.
You would tell what she is.
What was that?
You would tell what she is.
No, this is what he said.
And
if your grandmother's mother was Indian and her. I mean, I'm just thinking about how you would talk. When you're speaking, you wouldn't say that my grandmother is some Indian if she's half Indian.
You wouldn't say that. Like, you don't say that, like your president. You don't think he's some white. You think he's half white. You see what I'm saying? So some indicates less than half, at least to me.
He has good control of his pronouns. Yo, president. Whatever,
I mean,
I'll take it.
Listen, we all Indians. Everybody's Indian. I mean, I don't care. I mean, and then I was looking at something the other day, looking online, and I know this was a few months ago, but Allen Iverson is really good. Like, for real? Am I bugging? You went through $127 million, but I guess that's what we get to expect nowadays with these Negroes who get, you know, millions and don't have no training on how to spend it. It's funny, the other day
no
I heard something.
You said a key word.
The other day they said the only thing that doesn't come with instructions is money. I was like, that's real interesting. The only thing that doesn't come with an instruction manual is money.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Now, I mean, I'm almost done. I'm just curious about something. They really named that baby Northwest? For real?
Oh, man.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I saw a Facebook page that said her name was Cadence. I liked that little name, but
I don't know. I can't call her. What do you think, Shakir?
Dude, right now, I'm as it stands right now. The more they give credence to anything Kanye does, anything Kim Kardashian does, it just basically just in my head, it's a wrap. I mean. If you're gonna give them credit for these little crazy ass baby names that they keep coming up with, and it ain't just them. It's, you know, it's the whole Blue Ivy nonsense they came up with, and you know, it's the whole naming your child Seven or naming your child Apple or, you know, some dumb shit that Hollywood comes up with. It's irritating as hell. But if you see,
Isaiah said he got to go Northwest this weekend because he's going on vacation.
Like, really? And then the family trying to sit there with a straight face talking about someone. Well, I like the name. You should have stuck with the original name, you dumbass.
Cadence Donda West was a beautful name.
I mean, for real, you're giving credence to the baby for starters. You're giving honor to, you know, family members that she's taking names after and all that other good stuff. And then you're going fuck it all up in the name of publicity. No.
I just want to say one thing. What y'all talking about? I'm just saying, y'all just, that's it right there. That's why. Because y'all sitting up on the Wind Down show talking about Northwest. That's it. It won. We won, baby. They talking about us again. That's it.
There you go. Now, I'm almost finished. I'm just curious about something. I'm like,
oh, y'all see this? Ron's like, he's like trying to make up for all the weeks that he didn't show up. Go ahead, Ron. Sorry.
This is what I'm talking about. This is why black people can't get no win as well. This is what I'm talking about. I love you. No, for real. Candy Crush? What's going on?
Don't judge it. Don't do it.
I'm judging it every fiber of my freaking being. Anytime that you have single-handedly contributed to them being able to put a game on a commercial and make their own money off of, good gracious of life.
That's ridiculous. But you know what? I have issues. And, you know, I know that I'm a little bit different, and it's okay because I embrace my difference. But anytime a game can tell me when I can play again, I own the game. That you can tell me I can't play again for 17 minutes and 23 seconds, I don't need you in my life.
It's inspired YouTube videos. I remember that one YouTube video. I mean, dude was just I mean, he let off with both barrels, a couple of 9mm and a 38, I think, before it was all said and done about his love-hate relationship with Candy Crush. My daughter caught herself trying to put it on my phone, and I almost threw it. I swear to God.
Wow.
It, no way.
I mean, is it that serious?
It's that serious, dude, because, again, I understand the popularity. I understand the appeal of it and that type of thing. I got caught up in the Bejeweled nonsense back in the day. But this is Bejeweled on steroids, to be honest with you. So, oh, no. And then...
Shakir.
Yeah, but...
You ready?
Go ahead.
What's going on,
RJ?
Y'all?
What's the hop, RJ?
Oh, man.
Because I'm not talking to him, so y'all need to talk to him.
Hey, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. So I wasn't going to say nothing. Early today, I was just at my cool pace, and I just seen Shamor's video, and I was like, how am I going to mess up her day today?
Wow. Well, see, I guess she provoked the attack at this point, man, if that's what you're telling me.
You know, like, and I'm going to be honest, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't my idea. Like, I was in the studio just recording because I just came out of the hospital, and everybody was like, how you can interrupt her day is just record some crazy stuff in the studio, mix it real quick, and post it. And when I seen Shakira post it up, oh, you just wait till I get home. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and post it now. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all see it, just go listen to it. That's how I mess up her day, you know what I'm saying?
Shut up.
Oh, you feel some type of way now?
Whatever.
You know? I know this ain't Richard McCormick, but I know that you feel some type of way right now, you know what I'm saying?
So, in other news that matters, are they... I couldn't find the Instagram.
The Instagram is online because, you know, I'm accessing it as we speak, you know.
Well, it's broken because I couldn't find it. So maybe if you went in the studio mixing up nonsense, you could have Instagram working right. I don't know.
Oh, no. I wasn't mixing nonsense, you know what I'm saying?
But I know what. I know what. The next time you in SoundCloud use my name, we gonna meet on somebody's laptop at 3:00, and we gonna go ahead. And
hey! But you know, it's not just SoundCloud. That message is everywhere. So shout out to everybody who promoted that whole message for me. You know what I'm saying? It's not just on one website. It's on all 68 websites.
Are you serious?
So that's all crazy. My promoters that are promoting that around the clock. You feel what I'm saying?
Are you serious?
Oh, wow. Goodness.
So sad. It's crazy.
RJ, that was not necessary.
You know?
RJ.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
RJ, are you ready?
What's
okay,
up?
Goodbye.
Yeah,
goodbye.
I'm so ready.
Yeah.
Good.
That I hung up on RJ. You know what? You can't let people do stuff for you that say they're about your best interest, and then they start jacking with you and posting stuff all over creation. You got to be careful who you ask to be your social media king, because they will be your downfall as well. That's all right, RJ. I ain't forgot. So,
how are we supposed to get to Instagram?
I don't care. Y'all gotta go talk to RJ for all that. I'm done. RJ.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And don't look here, little dude. Stay out of my inbox, too. Now you want to tell me, I love you some more. Stay out of my inbox, homie. We not even cool. You're not welcome in the inbox either.
Oh,
so,
goodness.
Oh, you think it's funny, Shakira.
Oh, no, it's definitely just like, I didn't expect it to go viral in that regard. I just thought it was just on one spot, keep it moving.
No, it's everywhere. Anyway. But I'm going to go ahead and let's tie this up. I think that we're going to converge on Imaja's page, and we're all going to protest. We're going to do a sit-in on Imaja's page, and we're just going to just tell her to get rid of those dead weights. Everybody meet there, get on her page, and scream out, get rid of the dead weight. I think that's what everybody should do, all on Imaja's page. And that's just how I feel. We're doing a sit-in. Protecting civil rights so people can
civil rights.
So, yeah. I enjoyed spending time with you guys this evening, but it is time to wind on down and get on out of here. So, I am delighted we had a special guest, Ron, showed up, and, you know, we probably don't have to pay for his time because he hasn't done that in a while. I think I ran out of payment. I don't know. Ron's like that dude that shows up on payday and then doesn't show up anymore. Yeah. That's kind of how I'm feeling. I'm feeling like that. But I enjoy the evening spent with you guys. Next week, I have... I'm going to have an interview that I'm going to do with Reginald Ward, and I'm going to pre-record it and upload it, so it'll just play during the show because of schedule conflicts, couldn't be on the show. So we're going to have that to share with our listeners, and we'll probably end up doing that a couple more times because I know our hours conflict with some of the people that want to be on our show. So we'll see how that goes. It'll be the first time, and we'll see how that works out. So, you guys, okay. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of everybody. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to take us out. I'm going to take us out with a song that is pretty self-explanatory. So, everybody, who else is on? I'll let you stay on. I think that was everybody. Okay. Pretty self-explanatory, that whole back-and-forth relationship kind of thing, and I just wanted to give it some listening. So, enjoy your evening. Think about those healthy breakup tips. And thank you for joining us this evening.
Hello? Why are you calling my phone again? Look, I told you this was over. I don't want to hear it. Look, it's nothing you could say that's going to change my mind.
I might have left some of my clothes over your house, couple shirts and a hat. So if you didn't burn it, can I get it back? Now what is you yelling at me for? I don't give a damn if you with your new beau. You're always trying to get loud, that's why we're not together now. Listen, I don't give a damn that you moved on. If anything I felt while you've been gone, I was done from the time that you busted my window. Remember the stress that you put me through. First time I lost, how much it cost. we're not together now.
Oh, so glad we're not together now.
Yeah.
I know why you called, but it won't work. This ain't about a watch or a t-shirt. But if that's what you wanna stick with, I can have your shit finished in the morning.
No, I guess this is finished. I guess I wanna send it.
There should be no reason you should ever doubt my digits. You should never.